Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Street Couch Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Tabs, and right here we got Mary Gill. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, I am Mary Gill. I am a producer and singer and songwriter in the Houston area as of late. I'm in a few projects. One, namely, the Painters Club.
Oh, yeah.
It's just called Painters Club, not the Painters Club.
Shout out, Painters Club.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And then I'm also in a project called the Postinas. It's a duo girl group with Stephanie Hernandez.
Shout out.
Yeah. What else am I doing these days? Oh, Omnilucid. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention that one yet, so I'll just keep it quiet.
In the wraps for now? Or?
Yes. Yeah, it is. They're That's like, don't talk about it. Yeah.
Cool. So when you first started getting into the music scene, you first started out with Painters Club, is that right? That was the kind of like the first band you were in?
Kind of.
Like, what happened there?
Well, it started out with Rafe Hewson, that's his name. Rafe Hewson and Rebecca Riley in Will of the Wolf.
Yeah.
Started off there. I decided college was a drag. So I was like, forget that. I'm gonna go do music stuff, I guess, which I had no idea I could do music stuff until then.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they're very inspiring. And they inspired me right up to this point where I'm now in multiple projects and bands in my studio on West Belfort, just
nice.
Yeah, making it happen.
That's crazy you say that, because you got into like playing music like later on, I guess, in your life, like so that's kind of crazy, because like hearing you now, like if y'all check out her content or her band's content, like you're a natural, you know. You've tried coaching me with singing also. Because I'm not a natural at singing. But yeah, it's just kind of cool. Like, do you feel like you've always had that, like, talent, I guess, you know, for singing or music or an ear for music?
Maybe an ear. Maybe not the talent, because I think it took me, like, 10, 12 years of just singing, you know, to myself.
Damn.
Hoping for the best. Although, it was a silly dream. Being a singer, being a songwriter, but I always had poets, poems since I was like 12, just writing.
That's really cool.
Yeah, math class, like, I'm good. I would just be writing like little poems in my notebook instead, like how boring the class was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you say you haven't, like you had an ear for music, do you feel like, what the fuck? You're supposed to put your phone on silent,
I'm just kidding. Got a fancy watch that.
Does yeah, Marigold here is pretty popular, you know.
What
so
can I say? One phone call per podcast.
But yeah.
Oh yeah.
So like, do you feel like you had like a predisposition to like being a musician? I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I like that predisposition.
Because for some people, I feel like they try to get into music, but they just can't. You know what I mean? Like they try, they fail, and then that's it. But I feel like for both you and I, you know, when we first started out playing music, it wasn't easy, you know. But that kind of made us want to keep going and. Like, because now when I hear you singing and like making music, it sounds like you were kind of like meant to do that, you know what I mean? Like, do you feel that the same way? Or,
you know, what's crazy is just how like it's difficult having the drive to like do this dream, but what's crazy is how easy it was. Like, it kind of just you fall into it and it's like, wow, this is what I was meant to do, you know, my whole life. That was the easy part of it, but you know, waking up every day and like putting five minutes like towards your goals of what you want to do in the industry or what you want to do creatively, that's the hard part.
Yes.
What are those things? You got to do it angry, you got to do it sad, you got to do it depressed, you got to do it no matter what. Because you just build up that tolerance, you build up that discipline.
Yo, you're speaking, you're spitting facts right now.
Yeah, so that was the hard part, but honestly I would never go back before this is what I was meant to do, and I guess the universe kind of granted me that with what seems like talent, you know, like, oh, I woke up being able to sing like this. Well, you know, I woke up, yeah, but I was born to like sing like this. No,
it takes hard work.
Yeah, it takes a lot of years and a lot of like hiding behind everything. And no,
what do you mean hiding behind everything?
Like, I don't feel like I'm meant to be on stage, like, as front man. But I get up there, and it's, like, the easiest thing in the world.
Front person.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Front man, all right? It's Mr. Marigold on Instagram.
But like I really like how you mentioned that you're gonna be sad, you're gonna be depressed. There's gonna be days like that guaranteed, but you still gotta wake up and do it. Like I love how you mentioned that because I'm really into. Have you heard of David Goggins before? Navy SEAL / marathon runner.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
He has an audiobook on Audible, and it's called Can't Hurt Me. And in that book, he says almost the same thing you said just now. He said, you know, like a lot of people want motivation to do certain things, but he says fuck motivation, because there's going to be days when you don't have motivation. You're out of it. You're going to be, you know, the same thing you said, sad, depressed, you know, it's going to be fucking gone. So what do you do then? That's when you need something else. You need, like, obsession. You need, like, you know what I mean? Like you have to be obsessed to the point where people think you're crazy.
Yeah, you need to be a little bit crazy to do this. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
You need to feel so much to, like, being in music, you gotta feel, you have to romanticize, you know?
Yeah.
People, they're gonna be who they are, but it's like your version of how you romanticize people that makes you very unique, and your story is very unique.
Yeah, like the last guy I had in here, Billboard Baba, shout out. I asked him like a really weird question. I asked him, like, do you feel like musicians in a way, like they're kind of like superheroes? Because, like, you know how superheroes have their personas, you know, they have their superhero name, their superhero costume, their own lore and stuff. And I feel like musicians are kind of like that in a way, because whenever you present yourself as a musician, you have to do it with, like you don't have to do it, but a lot of people do have like a persona, you know, to put out there that goes along with your music and like your character as a musician. And like I think of that aspect of like I think of like fashion, my social media, like how I'm presenting myself out there, even like with the stage name, you know, like, do you feel like there's a connection between those things, kind of?
Whenever it comes to like being a superhero,
like when you're a musician, do you feel like, because me personally, I feel like it's kind of like putting a costume on, having like a superhero name, you know, and you have a superpower, you know, each musician has like a power, you know, like you're good at singing, or you're good at guitar, or you're good at producing, or maybe it's something else, you know, maybe it's your hearing or something.
Yeah, something that, whatever you can do to move someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, a couple years ago, I was all about like, yes, this is Marigold, and then this is, you know, the other me.
Yeah. It's like a two personalities.
Yeah, and then that turned out to be a little unhealthy, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
Everybody's telling me about that, yeah.
Yeah, it's safe in some ways because, you know, whenever you're up there on stage, you want to be the best version of yourself that you can be.
Yeah, for sure.
Charismatic and wonderful and beautiful so that all the people love you. Whether you can, like, put on that face all the time, that's
kind of, like, non sustainable, you know?
No,
what I mean?
Not at all.
Especially if you're, like, introverted. Like
yeah, same. You'll burn out so easily.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Whenever you're starting out, that's how you want to be. You want to be that charismatic, perfect person all the time. But
that's a really good point, though, because I don't know if you heard this band called Super Heaven. I think I told you about them.
No, yeah.
Yeah, Super Heaven. So I saw them live for the first time earlier this year in Austin, and it kind of surprised me how the front man, he wasn't charismatic. He wasn't, like, positive, like, because Taylor Madison, he's a grumpy, like, introvert, you know, and, like, he showed out on stage, because people were, like, dancing on stage and, like, stage diving, and, like, in between songs, he was like, hey, guys, I'm gonna tell y'all one thing, y'all can get on stage and stuff, but if you fucking touch me, I will fucking cut you, and then they kept playing their songs. I was like, whoa, okay.
Okay.
But I love that, I love
that, because...
But I love hearing that, because, like, he's not pretending to be anyone. He's just being himself.
Yeah.
You know? He doesn't care how it comes across. I fucking loved it, you know?
I'm so jealous you got to see them.
I saw them twice this year already.
What? I didn't even... That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, they're so good.
Really?
Yeah. Like, in a way, those guys do seem like superheroes for me. Like, even though, like, they're not doing the whole persona thing, in a way, they kind of are, though. Because, you know, when you're posting stuff on social media, you have to present it a certain way, and they do. You know, they're posting promotional content that goes along with their singles, and it's like music video type, you know what I mean? They're like singing out their vocals, and that's kind of like creating like a persona for like your audience. So they're still doing it in a way, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like cut you off. Oh, you're fine. It sounds like they're also staying true to themselves.
Exactly, yeah, and that's very important also. Because if you're trying to, like lie to your audience about who you are, people catch on to that.
Yeah, unfortunately. You know?
So, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, when you're a musician, it's cool to have a persona, but also be true to yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. Don't appear as someone you think people want to see. that's kind of what we're going through in the band also, because we're trying to like figure out what our image is. Because when it was just me and Great Blue, we were just posting like skate videos. Even though we don't skate, we're recording our friends who skate, and
posers.
We're putting like, yeah, we're posers.
No.
But yeah, we're recording our friend who does skate and putting our music behind it, like our demos. We're making content that way. And yeah, like now that we have like new band members, we did a photo shoot at a hotel, and that was like a whole different vibe.
That's,
you know,
a good photo shoot.
Yeah, it really was. So we're trying to figure out what to do, because a good point that Gabe, aka Grey Blue, brought up was that we shouldn't be pretending to be people that we're not, you know. So we should kind of like stay more grounded. Next time we put out content like that, kind of make it a little bit more grounded. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that, but at the same time, I also like do think that was a cool shoot.
You know?
Yeah,
you also look badass. It's nice to look badass sometimes.
Yeah, not gonna lie, yeah.
Shout out to Centillion.
Yeah, so we're trying to figure that out right now, mm-hmm. but it's like what every musician has to think about, you know, like how you're gonna present yourself.
It's like your little puberty and like real. The music scene.
Like, who am I? You know? How do I fit into this world?
Exactly.
How existential crisis.
Yes. Yeah. Little music puberty.
Okay, I think I asked you this before, because you were in this podcast before with Painters Club.
I was, yes.
I'm pretty sure, but I'm going to ahead and ask you again. Cause,
oh, my God.
You know, I'm pretty sure you've changed since then.
Oh, my God.
So if music didn't exist, you know, what would you be doing?
I did change. I'd be a stripper.
Nice.
No.
How, without music?
No, you're right. Shit, that would be the awkwardest, like, just here I am, movement. To nothing. No, I recently got a job as a pharmacy technician.
Ooh,
so
nice.
Yeah, I mean, I say recently, about a year ago. I got, that
it's
is still, recent.
Yeah, it's
in the
recent.
Grand scheme of,
since you've been in a podcast, I guess.
Yeah. And yeah, I think I would do the whole pharmacist spiel. Like, just be
That's
one.
A really good job.
It is, until you're on call all the freaking time.
And it was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so maybe, I don't know, but if you're passionate enough about it, I don't see why.
It's still a good experience.
Yeah, and I'd rather be at work than
good
with the family
too,
and
bet.
The holidays. And yeah, the pay is great. Yeah, for sure. What would you do?
That's
what I want to know.
180 on me?
Oh, shit.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yep.
Okay, fuck.
We all want to know.
I would KMS.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
As the kids say, on a live.
Damn, that's a really good question. Probably, I'd probably be into art, like visual art.
Okay.
Because as a kid, I used to draw a lot. Like, speaking of superheroes, I used to draw myself as a superhero. I used to come up with, like, different costumes, stuff like that. I used to just make up my own Transformers. You know, because my mom had a car. It was, like, a Ford Focus. And I drew her car, like, as a Transformer.
Cool.
And I gave her a name. I think it was Roxy or something.
Wow.
Yeah, like Autobot Roxy or some shit.
That would be a cool band name, Autobot Roxy.
Yeah, some Transformers theme. But yeah, probably stuff like that. And like now, I just finished up an AutoCAD certification program, which is basically like drafting on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, computer aided drafting. So I feel like I'm very artistic in other ways besides music. You know, also like visually.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably be doing stuff like that.
Okay.
Maybe graphic design. Like, I'm also really into Photoshop right now. Because I took a couple classes over the summer that had like Photoshop in it, and like one of those classes gave me like a book. It's kind of like a big cheat sheet of Photoshop. So every time I need to do something with Photoshop, I'll open up that book to the section where like they do something similar to what I'm trying to do, and that's how I kind of operate on Photoshop right now. So if you need Photoshop work done, hit me up.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, I do need Photoshop work done. So
I posted an example recently on my story. I don't know if y'all saw it, but. I'll show you again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
But yeah, it's really cool because it was my parents at a restaurant, and the table was covered in like drinks, and like the restaurant put their logo on the picture because like I think they took it, and I removed all of that.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and I retouched the colors and everything. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
You weren't gonna buy those family photos. You were gonna just do it yourself.
I'm pretty proud of that
no,
shit.
No. That's man. Yeah. Yeah, because you know all the projects I have, we need content. We need like a logo. We need.
Yeah.
Are you versed in logo making, by any chance?
I made the logo for Streetcast Entertainment.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I made it from scratch, basically. Like, I used two different softwares to make it.
Dude, yeah. Okay, I'll be hitting you up about that later.
But.
You will be getting paid, son.
So, yeah, logos. Yeah. If y'all need any picture editing or video editing, I got y'all.
Okay.
But yeah, I think pretty soon, maybe next year, once I get a new job and get more income, I'll probably get more into photography as well.
Okay, what about videography?
That, I feel that's what I'm trying to do now with this tiny little camera you see right
there. It's cute.
It is. At the time when I bought it, I looked for the cheapest camera on Amazon, but also with good quality, you know. And this quality is okay, you know. It says 4K right there, but I don't think it's 4K.
It's lying to you, straight up.
But it's a good start, you know, because before I got this camera, I was very into, like, video editing. Because actually, before I got into that, my podcast, it was straight up audio. It was just audio.
Right.
But I don't know why I got into making a video. I don't know, because I just felt like... I think I heard it in a podcast that, like, if you make your podcast also in video, it expands your audience to the audience that prefers the video formats. So that's why I started getting into more videography. But photography is also, like, in very, very high demand right now. Like, you and I both know, you know, shout out to Caesar.
Oh, Caesar, you're great.
Yeah, you mean both of us look good, bro. Thanks. Yeah. And our band.
Man. For real. Did he do your photo for... your magazine?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
He's getting all the magazine entries
for,
now.
Yeah, we're both on Voyage Houston, and we both used his pictures that he took for us. So thanks, bro.
Oh, man.
If you want any pictures, hit up CP Houston XD on Instagram. He'll gladly help you out with your photo needs.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's a pro. Okay, I'm trying to figure out where to segue to next.
Oh my God, that's so awkward. You can't say that in front of the camera.
No, I can't because I told you this podcast is free format conversation.
Oh, free
so
format conversation.
I can say whatever I want.
Shit. I can say awesome. I can say anything.
Actually, you cannot cuss. This is a Christian podcast.
Oh my God.
I'm just fucking with
you. I'm burning. No wonder. No wonder I'm burning up.
I'm just fucking with you. So... I didn't ask you this before, but when I mentioned your bangs, like, did you cut them yourself or did you get someone else?
My bangs, no. I wish.
Because I try and cut my hair sometimes.
Oh, no. Man, how cool. How cool would I be if I could cut hair, too? Man, that would be like, I was here and then now I'm like up here if I could cut hair. No, I got it done at a very affordable place, Fringe Salon.
Ooh.
I hope that's what it's called. But yeah, got it cut, got it colored. Yeah, it's fine. I'm gonna go get a little blowout before my axle rad show.
So, like, what exactly is a blowout?
A blowout, you know, I was wondering the same thing. But I think what happens is the hairdresser takes you into a little room, and she, like, shampoos your hair, and then you go, and she, like, does this fancy, like, blowout, like, blow dries your hair all fancily,
cause, like,
all smooth.
I've seen that, like, in TV shows and stuff, and they usually end up with, like, the hair back, and I don't know.
It's just nice. Yeah, no frizz. It's okay. Beautiful. And she's been trying to teach me how to style my own hair, so I don't have to
rely
on her. That's
very hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, you got to do all this. I got the stuff for it, but I just don't know how to implement it, because
I feel that.
But that's coming up. I've been working on... Speaking of hair, it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. See, I have dog hair all over me.
Yeah, it's just the time. Like, also, whenever you're getting to, like, the music and everything, your personal image is actually a lot more important than you might think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because people want something pretty to look at, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I told you about, like, that wardrobe disaster for one of my first shows.
Disaster.
It was a disaster. It was a disaster. And so now I've been, like, working on... That's
good though, like, you're kind of like looking at your, like, not yourself, but you're looking at what you've done with the band and you're trying to figure out how to, like, improve on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like analyzing, you know. All right,
yeah,
I look like that, okay, I'm gonna tweak a little. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm trying to do the same because we're playing our photo show tomorrow and my image of myself keeps changing, like, in my head, you know, like, okay, I want to look like this, but now I'm like, okay, never mind, I'm gonna scratch that, I'm gonna look like this.
Yeah, so. It's hard because it's hard to be objective. It's like, that's
yeah.
me.
I feel like no matter what, you're always going to, like, be nitpicking yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, I don't like how I look in this. But really, like I said earlier, it's like you look better than you think, you know?
Yeah.
Your mind is always trying to find ways to improve, I guess.
That's true. Not the worst thing in the world, but it can get pretty bitter.
Yeah.
Especially with all the social media influence and, oh, if you don't look like this because you're not wearing butt pads, then fuck you.
What?
You are worthless.
The butt pads are a lie. You're lying.
That's true. That is true.
But yeah, I'm trying to get more into styling my hair because I used to wear beanies a lot. Like, I love beanies because I can just, like, hide like the mess that I got going on. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to keep my hair kind of like neat, and right now it has like mousse, because if I didn't have mousse on, it would be like frizzy and but yeah, I'm trying to get more into that, because not gonna lie, like in the past I've only gotten like one haircut a year maybe. And yeah, in between I'll just cut my own hair, like little pieces, but I think I'm gonna start to get like more conscious about my hair, you know.
That's fair. Yeah, just go to Fringe. All right, I don't know if they do dudes, but they probably do dudes, you know, who knows.
They do dudes.
Yeah, it's pretty, they probably gay. Do dudes. They do dudes. Yeah. And they'll teach you how to style your own hair.
Ooh, that's very important. Yeah. Because my barbers don't do that. It's like a very cheap one. Rude. I feel like 10 bucks.
It's right? Like snip, snip, bye.
Yeah, basically.
All right.
Yeah, sure. They're also Vietnamese, so like I think they barely know any English. So.
No, that's the thing. They do know English very well. Okay. They just refuse to talk to you.
No, for real. For real. You're right.
It'd be like that.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
No, because like I, as a native Spanish speaker, sometimes I'll pretend, I don't know, like either Spanish or English. I get myself out of certain situations.
Things. Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty funny.
I wish I could do that.
All right, trying to figure out where to go into next. Okay, we already went over if music wasn't a thing. Okay, what are your plans for 2025? Now that the year's over.
Yes.
Almost over.
Getting out. Okay, so, yes, I got out of the shithole, all right, and I've moved on to 2025, right? Here I am, almost there. Health.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I had to make up for the previous year.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. The end of 2024 has it was beautiful.
That's
very
really
beautiful.
Good.
Yeah, but now I have to like make up for the other like 8 months. So getting myself back to that, how I was. And then going a step further with it, like I've been looking a lot more into wellness and personal hygiene.
It's very good.
And like skincare and shit like that.
I still struggle with that.
It's hard. There's so much stuff you gotta remember, and
like your skin is unique also. Like you can't find the specific like routine for you. You gotta figure it out. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Gua Sheing has been a big thing too. That has been interesting. And that might also help. Do you know about Gua Sheing?
What is that?
Okay, so it's like this like a stone.
Okay.
I think it's Japanese, but I could totally be wrong. So
is it to like remove your dead skin or something like that?
No, it's like to help with your lymphatic system.
Ooh, okay.
So you gua sha. I don't know if men do. I've never seen a man do it, but it's supposed to help like move things along lymphatically to help with like water bloat and water retention and your lymphatic system, and I think that goes into hormones and everything. But
pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's I've been really big into that. And it might help skin too. There might be
maybe
who knows, but yeah, personal hygiene and wellness and working out and food, just trying
and
to
your
get
mental it. Health as well.
Nah, that's fine. My mental health.
Nah, you gotta include it. Your spirituality.
Nah.
Your what's the other thing? Your damn, I can't think of the word. But
think of it now.
All right.
You're under pressure. No, it's done. It's done for. Yeah, you know, I think just getting out of my previous situation, my mental health is automatically like a level up.
Mm-hmm.
But it is good to like, you know, still therapy, still read, try to better yourself as a person,
and also make time for yourself just to like just relax.
Yeah.
You know, no distractions, just chill.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're doing all of those things with the wellness and the hygiene and the health, like your mental health's also gonna elevate.
That's very true, because you're on a purpose also, and that's kind of giving you like confidence.
Oh yes, life's purpose, man. I'm hoping to get some music out in 2025 too.
Oh, you will.
I always say that every year, you know. Hey, I got one song out last year, so that's better than no songs with Painters Club. But 2025, man, producing stuff takes a while.
Oh yeah, trust me. Yeah, I know.
Recording stuff takes a while.
The single that Centillion put out, it took, I don't know, like 5-6 months to record it.
Yeah.
Because we kept finding stuff. Oh, we could do this better. We could do this better. Oh, we could do that better, you know?
Man.
After a while, I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. Just fucking release it. It's just a single.
Mm-hmm.
For the EP, we can re-record it, you know, or whatever.
Mm.
And that's a plan. Because now that we got new people, we're going to re-record it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to take another listen. I think I heard like a snippet of it.
It can be better.
It can always be better. Yeah. That's the thing. Ah, yeah. that's how Painters Club feels about like the mix for IDKY.
I feel like ours was really good.
It's yeah, I mean I love the song, but you know, this could be better, and then Fools of Habit, like we changed the bridge up entirely for live shows, so you know.
No, I get that.
Yeah, but the boys are like, oh, we're not re-recording that shit. Maybe 10 years for the Painters Club anniversary, and I'm like, okay.
Or just keep playing it differently live, because that's always a good thing, you know, playing your songs differently live.
Okay.
Because I love when bands do that, because I'm not expecting it, and I'm like, whoa, this is not in a recording, holy shit.
Interesting.
That's what I do right now, like, whenever, because we rehearse Rebirth a lot now, and each time we rehearse it, I find, like, a better way to do something different, and now it sounds kind of different in the recording, but I'm okay with it, because when people pay to see us live, they're paying for a reason. We're putting on something that isn't found anywhere else. You know what I mean?
That makes sense. Yeah. I can totally get that. Huh. I never really thought of it that way.
Yeah, because I see it with bands that I like. You know, they play their songs differently live, and I love that. I'm like, damn, that's really fucking cool.
Okay. Well, Fools of Habit. There you have it.
Yeah. That rhymed.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
Gotta make it rhyme.
All right, so like besides your, actually no, I want to add on to that, like the whole the health journey. That's kind of what I did this year, because I got health insurance at the beginning of this year, and I went crazy with like doctors and shit.
That's good.
I got like my doctor appointment, that dentist appointment, therapist appointments, and even the ENT to like kind of like try and fix my nose. Because like I can't breathe properly through my nose.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I finally went. Like right now I don't have insurance, but once I get it again, I'm going to continue that. Because that was very, very helpful for me. Mm-hmm. Like I kind of fixed my teeth a little bit. But yeah, that's that was very helpful. Because mm-hmm. Once I was doing that, I felt like I was, like I said earlier, I was like on a mission. Mm-hmm. I was on a purpose. You know, I'm trying to heal myself, my body and my mind. And yeah, therapy made a big difference, you know, having someone else like that doesn't really know you kind of gave you like their own objective like advice and opinions, and that was very helpful, because I don't know, like they gave you also like homework to do, you know, like you know, because my therapist gave me a notebook to write down stuff in, like stuff that I dream or stuff that I want to talk about in future sessions. But yeah, I feel like that was very helpful.
Oh yeah, your dreams be wild.
Dude, especially if you like vape or smoke nicotine.
Oh yeah,
like that shit's crazy, because we wrote a song called Nicotine Dreams, because I had like a really weird nicotine dream.
Oh, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah
man, I haven't hit the nicotine in a minute now, but have you ever heard of those pouches?
What, yes, that? Yeah. I heard they gave you crazy dreams.
Really?
Yeah,
maybe.
I think lucid dreaming.
Oh man, I think I tried one a couple like months ago, and I loved it a little too much. I was like, I can't have this again. But I've been thinking about that lately, because I've been trying not to drink as much too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, man, what's my vice gonna be now?
No, I'm the same exact way. Yeah. Same exact way, man.
Probably not tobacco, because I am a singer. But
yeah,
chocolate milk. That's what I've decided.
Chalky milk.
Yep, chalky milk, full of protein. It's a good drink, so that's my 2025 resolution to drink more chocolate milk, less wine.
Nice. Wine is pretty good, too.
Wine would be good. But it's like a glass, and then a glass turns into a bottle, and it's like, oh.
Oh, my God.
Oops. Okay. Maybe not wine. Oops.
Remember when I told you about the shower wine?
Yeah. Shower wine. Man. Actually, my partner in Omnilucid, sorry. She's also in that band as well, band that I can't talk about that I'm talking about right now. But the Postinas, yesterday she was like, that's how you know you got it all. Whenever you have a beer or wine in the shower, like, you are truly adulting.
I don't know about that.
I think so. I think you're I mean, maybe. Yeah. You're truly adulting if you have a special cup holder for it in the shower.
Okay.
That's how you know.
Because I just kept mine like in that corner, you know what I mean, like the tub corner.
Yeah, not quite there yet.
Yeah,
but after this you can go buy yourself like a cup holder now, a shower cup holder for your beer.
Once I have my own place for myself, maybe I'll see.
I mean, I'm sure your parents would enjoy it too.
I don't know. Well, my shower I share with my brother, and I don't think
brother would really enjoy it.
I don't want to promote drinking you know, like with him. But for me, yeah, you know,
I'll promote it. I'm just kidding. Man.
One time I saw a picture of someone eating like chicken nuggets in the shower, like, dipping it with the sauce and everything.
That's shower when you've nuggets. Exceeded adulthood and you're just living
your life. Actually, I think that was me who did that.
Shit, you are exceedingly like living life correctly. If you're,
yeah,
man, and if they're dino nuggets,
shower nuggets.
What a band name that would be, the Shower Nuggets. Oh, I'm writing that one down.
That's a pretty good one, though.
Man, I have all these ideas, and it has to be more than like 60 band name ideas already on Spotify or like the name yet. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do 60 projects within. I think I can do it. 60 projects.
Like sometimes I'll get like little phrases that sound cool, but then I think to myself, maybe they can be good lyrics or song titles.
Mm-hmm. You got to write that shit down.
Yeah, I do. I send it to my band all the time.
Okay, like, and then you got to also share it to Marigal.
Like so lyric that idea, I can steal your ideas. Blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I forgot. Shit, I had a thought, but it fucking went away. Huh. Oh yeah, so there's a song called "The Plan" by a band called Built to Spill, and towards the end of the song, the singer keeps repeating the phrase "common sense," but the way he says it, it sounds like "common sins," you know. But he's saying "common sense" because I saw the lyrics, but "common sins" sounds like a badass like.
Common sense would be awesome.
Yeah, so I think I'm gonna write a song with that name.
But so would "common sins."
Yeah, common sins.
Do it. I like that.
Yeah, I'm kind of already writing the lyrics. I'm kind of, because common sins, like me personally, feels like, oh, okay, you and I both have sins in common, you know. And I don't know, sometimes I feel like I'm the one that has to get lectured or like just like nagged at sometimes, you know, about what's wrong with me. And like the song is kind of like a retaliation against like, bro, we all got common sins, you know, chill.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so it's kind of like where me personally, I'm putting like myself into that phrase, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I hate when people give you like dumb advice. Not dumb advice, like maybe it's true and you already know that about yourself.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Why are you highlighting this when you clearly have shit wrong with you too?
Yeah.
Like, calm down, you know.
That's kind of what I'm trying to be more mindful. I'm trying to like when I'm trying to tell someone something, I'm trying to say it in a way where like, okay, this is how I feel, instead of like you're doing this.
Yeah, like
you know,
attacking them.
I'm trying to be like, okay, I feel like this after that happened or whatever. And this is kind of hard because like as I told you earlier, I'm very quick to get like defensive and reactive, because it's like a split second type of thing. Like it's like automatic, and I'm trying to be more mindful about when someone's telling me something, just listen before you say something. Think about it.
You know? I gotta do. That's so hard.
Before you say something, think about it first. Is it a good idea? If it is, alright, go ahead. If it's not, just stay quiet. Keep listening.
This past year, you know what? I've realized I've been kind of getting defensive too.
Yeah.
So my bandmate, he was like, oh man, like you need to make sure that you're projecting more, and I'm like, but I'm a light lyric, you know, making up all these excuses.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, my vocal type doesn't like me projecting. It hates when I project. But I'm like, that's not what he meant like my tone of voice, like just push it more, not change your entire voice. But I'm over here thinking like, oh, he wants me to sing like a metal singer or
is it like a more air type of thing, or
I think so.
I don't know too much about the mechanics of singing.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually just going for a change in tone, to be completely honest with you, at least for live, which sucks. But whenever we first started out in Painter's Club, they were looking for a more breathy sound, a more indie.
I am really telling you about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, my voice is perfect for that because I have a light lyric, you know, voice, mezzo soprano. And then turns out these venues and the songs that we're writing, they're more poppy and they need more of a push. And so I've really been delving deep into like my mixed voice and trying to put my placement more forward, which still technically my voice, just a more forward placement, and it makes things louder. And I'm using my nasal cavities to like really push too.
Okay.
And that's really what he meant, was just like explore. And but I was like in tears that night. I was like, maybe I should just find y'all a new vocalist. Let me just find y'all a new vocalist, forget about me. I'm also dramatic, but no, the next day I was like, what the fuck, like no, that's not what he meant. you know, take time, don't get so defensive, like, just take a minute.
Especially in the band, when you're working with others, and if you want the project to succeed, you got to learn how to, like, navigate when that happens.
And deal with, like, criticisms, and because they are only doing
they're trying to help,
exactly. That's all they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Why would they want to bring you down?
Yeah,
you
know, they literally just want the band to be better.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's funny you say that, because like I had like a similar situation happen to me, because we're practicing and like we had just written like 3 new songs or something, and like I'm not gonna lie, like I didn't know them because I didn't practice on my own, so I was figuring out like during practice, and I thought everything was going good, you know, we're all like jamming and like they're teaching me the song, okay thanks bro, you know, that's how it goes, all right, cool. Everything went well, you know, and then after practice, like one of them, I'm not gonna say who, well, one of them sent me like a long ass text, like paragraph. He was like, hey dude, like I noticed like you don't know the songs, and like it's kind of like a spit to my face because I'm like driving all the way out here to y'all, and like you don't even know the songs that I practiced, you know. And like when I saw that, like I got kind of like, you know, like kind of like I was ready to get defensive. I was like, dude, like, you have no fucking idea. I'm in, like, you know, like, 2, like, certification programs right now. Every after work, I go home and do homework. You know, I was about to type all that. I was already typing it, probably. But then after a while, I was like, you know what, just... Maybe I should cool off first. Maybe I should cool off. I just won't reply right now. I'm going to do whatever I'm doing. And after, later tonight, I'll reply. And it's a really good thing I did that. Because later that night, I just put, thank you, bro. Like, thanks for letting me know. Like, I'll work on that. Mm-hmm. And yeah it's just like a little like mindset shift, you know, instead of like thinking like, oh, like they're fucking attacking me, you know, like they're only worrying about like what I'm doing wrong, you know, or whatever. Instead of thinking like that, I just thought of it like, okay, like he's pointing out things that are true, you know, things that are true, like facts are your friends, you know what I mean. So like if I agree with those facts, you know, like if I acknowledge the facts, you know, and realize that okay, yeah, I am doing those things. Instead of giving excuses, because he kind of did the same thing. He's like, you know what, bro, like I have a kid, I have to take care of my kid, you know, I have to like work a lot and I still find time for the music. And I was about to say all this thing about school. He's like, yeah, but I'm in school though, you know, or whatever. But I'm just like, nah bro, like just accept it, yeah. You know, improve somehow, let them know that you're serious also. I chose to like think about it that way.
Yeah, I mean, we're all busy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're adults, you know, we got shit going on.
All of us. Yeah. It's just ego, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
That's another thing, is getting into the creative pursuit, whichever creative pursuit that you get into, you find more success because your drive is so amazing and you're doing what you got to do. And then, you know, your ego starts also building, which I hate. Because, you know, whenever you have a certain amount of success, it's like, oh, well, should I, you know, opportunity cost. Should I waste my time on this project with people that, they're talented, don't get me wrong, but they still have a long way to come compared to me.
Yeah.
Which I hate thinking that way, because it's like, of course I want to help you. You know, you're like new to this. That's the whole point of like what I've started to do, is like bringing new artists who don't really know anything, just bringing them up with me, you know, like so we can all get together as a community and make shit happen. And music's not just a silly dream, it's now a reality.
Yeah
that's been the whole point. But now it's like, well, I'm significantly more busy because things have been going really well. Should I like not waste my time, should I give them my time? You know, because there's just so much more going on. Or should I like give them other opportunities? Like for instance, you know, someone wanted to come to me for vocals, but I'm like, well, I'm kind of busy, maybe I should give you to my friend who also does vocals, you know, just things like that. But sometimes those like dark thoughts get to you, like your ego, like, man, you ain't shit, bro. Like, why am I wasting my time with this? You know, after they come and they don't provide you with anything. And it's like,
yes, yeah.
I was there once, you know, I was the one who went to someone and didn't provide them with anything because I didn't know where to start. So it's like, you're not wasting your time. You just need to help them ignite, you know, get a little fire under their ass to like help themselves.
Yeah.
You know, feed the man, the fish. but like teach them how to fish, you know. That whole saying.
Yeah, like teach them. No, like give a man food and he'll eat for a day. Mm-hmm. Teach a man how to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. And you just got to remember, like, you're teaching people how to fish here. You're not just giving out freebies, but your ego is like, I'm not giving this person a freebie. I'm not giving this person my time. Why should I? And that's not it.
Like, the way I'm trying to think of it is like, okay, like, I'm on a path here, you know, and if I continue down this path, I'm gonna have some degree of success, and I want to be good with money and stuff. And like with success and money, like your ego, like you said, gets amplified. So whatever is in your ego will get amplified. So if you're like selfish all the time, that's gonna be amplified. So like if right now, when you're not where you want to be yet, if you start to be generous now, with your time, with resources, with anything, that's gonna get amplified as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the way I'm trying to think of it. Like, okay, like I have to be mindful about the character that I'm building for the future, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, because I don't want to be someone who ends up being successful and end up being a dick to everyone. Yeah. You know, like, money changes you, you know. I'm trying to not be like that. So because like a past mindset that I had, I was like, I have so little right now, like, why would I give it to anyone else? Because like I had to be full first before I can give anything away, you know. Like, kind of like a, like if you imagine like a metaphor about like if you're like a glass of water, you know, the water represents like your wellness, your security. If you don't have any water in your glass and you're trying to get it to someone else, you're only killing yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I was thinking, like, oh, I can't give anything away to anyone right now, you know, I have nothing left or whatever. Like, maybe that was true at the time. But now that I've, like, worked on myself a little bit, now I feel like, okay, like, don't wait until you're successful to start, like, giving stuff to people, like, your time or money or resources, like I say. Like, start doing it now, to small little degree at least, you know, because you want that to be part of your character, you know, later on, you know, because if you have, like, an excess amount of, like, resources and power and stuff, like, you should be helping other people out, you know. So that's like what I'm trying to think of personally, you know.
I feel like it's a long way gaining success if you're selfish like that from the get-go too, because building a network takes giving
super important
resources away and connections in general. They have this new, I've been on social media a bit more than I like to admit lately, and there's this new thing, I don't know if it's new or whatever, but this girl's going around, she's saying, like, instead of being the main character in your story, be the director of your main character. Look at it from, like, a third-person point of view. Like, what should you be doing to make your story fantastic, instead of, like, this first-person point of view, like, oh, what should I do to make today good? Nah, look at it in like the grand scheme of things.
Yes.
Make your silly little vision board. I need to do that. I hate vision board. I hate projects like that, but I know it's good for you.
Yeah,
right,
pretty cool too.
Yeah. And just third person point of view, that should be the director to the girl that's sitting here right now. Like, what should she be doing to make her story awesome, to make it beautiful, to make it, like, you know, you die and your story was epic, you know?
It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's like just a different way of looking at things.
It's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, and I think that's another 2025 thing I'm going to be doing, is from a director's point of view, because I've been main stage in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what am I going to do?
Like, that reminds me, like, me personally, I try and tell myself, like, stop being so focused on, like, me, like, I need this, or like, this is going on with me, why is this happening to me? Like, stop thinking like that and start thinking of, like, how can I help others, or how can I be a positive presence around others?
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard, you know, like, because right now I'm living with my family, and sometimes they'll tell me, like, hey, you need to do this, like, why aren't you doing this, you know? And like, I'm very quick to get, like I said, defensive and reactive, and afterwards I regret it. I'm like, bro, like, why the fuck did I act that way, you know? So like, I'm like trying to like just think different. Like, whenever they're bringing stuff up like that, it's because, like, same thing with the band, you know, they just want the whole unit to succeed, you know. Like, they're not trying to attack me, they just want me to, like, be good, you know, because, like, they'll tell me stuff like, oh, like, you're not cleaning up, like, all the poops your dog is leaving in the backyard, you're not I don't know, but like, it's always that, or like, you're not doing the dishes, Mm-hmm. And all those things are valid, you know. It's good to have like a healthy, clean house, you know.
Those are facts, you know, like what you're not doing currently.
Exactly. Facts are your friends.
I've been like, okay, cleaning, for instance, though. I don't know. So, of course, you're busy, though, right? You know, you have your all your shit that you're
and like
doing.
Once I have free time, I just want to relax. Exactly. You know what I mean?
So I found out about this thing called June bugging, and
what is that?
It's so. However long you have, say you only have 10 minutes, and that is as much time as you're going to put towards cleaning, fine. You'll start in one place, clean, and then wherever that takes you, like say you need to put like, oh, for some reason these paper towels are in the bathroom. I don't know, whatever you do with your paper towels. And then like you got to go to the kitchen to put that up. Okay, cool. So you're now like in the kitchen putting away the paper towels. Now you clean up the kitchen for a minute until it takes you to a new area.
I think I already do that, but it's probably because of ADHD.
I know, right? That's how I learned about it. But
I think that's all right. Yeah.
It's helpful, and you just give yourself, set a timer, 10 minutes, and like, boom, you have a little bit of each area cleaned up.
Oh, actually, you just opened up like a whole thing. I just remembered.
Oh, shit. All right.
But yeah. Like, if, say you have a task. Like, let's look at this room, for example. Like, let's say, damn, like, I have to, like, organize all of this right here, all these cables. Damn, I want to fucking do that. So instead, I'll think, okay, let me look at my little corner and see what I can do in my little corner. Mm-hmm. And if you think about that, it'll be very fucking easy. You'll do it, and then you'll tell yourself, shit, that was easy. All right, what else can I do? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once instead you get started.
Instead of looking at the big thing you gotta do, mm-hmm. just look at the first little step and just tackle that. And then don't even worry about the rest, because most likely it'll happen automatically.
You know? Oh, yeah. Once you get started, it is kind of hard to stop, especially like with the whole doom begging thing, too. It's like, oh, 10 minutes is up already. I can do more.
And sometimes you get like in a flow state, you know what I mean? That's nice. Shit, I got a good groove going on here. I got to keep going before I lose it.
But I'm a big believer on like, if that's all you can do, then okay. But you did something. And if you need to go do something else now, that is okay. And there's a fine line, like, oh, people giving you the truth, like, what's going on, and they're telling you, like, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? That's all good and fine, but they also have no idea what 10 million other things you have to go be doing right now.
Yeah.
And I kind of get bugged. I mean, I get June bugged, but no, I just get bugged sometimes because it's like, man, obviously, I don't want my place to be a mess, right? Like, no one wants to live in a mess, but you can't, like, between all the health, the wellness, the working out, the eating, you know, you got to clean too. That's awesome. But can you put 4 hours a day towards cleaning your place? No. Can you put 4 hours as well towards cooking or towards, like, no, that's unrealistic, you know? Some of us have 9-to-5s, unfortunately, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, don't ever let people make you feel bad for doing, like, if you are doing the best that you can, you can't let them make you feel bad, because ultimately it's your life, you know. Oh man, great, you spent 4 hours cleaning today. Is that really what you're gonna remember whenever you're like on your deathbed? No. So, you know, do the best that you can, but also don't let people also tell you how to be living your life, you know.
I'm trying to figure out how to do that, but like in a more like nice manner, you know what I mean?
You know,
instead of lashing out, you know?
Yeah, it's good not to lash out, of course, but there sometimes people are gonna be offended no matter what.
Yeah,
like, you tell
them true.
no, or like, yes, I understand this needs to get done, but it's got to get done on my own terms, because I have bigger things happening right now. And
or is it just things that are more like urgent or pressing at the moment,
which they don't understand because they aren't doing those same things, you know, or like what's considered urgent to them might be different, you know. Like, what's urgent to a pharmacist is probably like medicine, but what's urgent to a singer is like getting on the main stage for a very important venue, you know. And that, it's like, it's two different things. And of course that pharmacy, like, you know, my world's mixing with those two things. Mm. And of course they want me to like worry about the medicine more and more, like, go home, study medicine. It's like,
shit.
I'm not gonna do that. What do you mean? My job ends here. Like, I'm all for the patients, all right? But once 4 o'clock hits,
peace.
Goodbye. I'm going to go do what I'm actually wanting to do with my life. Like,
so, I'm the same fucking way.
Like, what?
Because the way I think about my life is like, okay, like, or like just like my day, like, work is work. But once I get off work, like, that's when my day starts. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's
the way I think about it.
What the heck? You know, be like, why don't you go to school? I'm like, why would I go to what? what do you mean? I have no reason to go to school unless it's for singing, which I...
Like, you already got a good job, you know what I mean?
I'm very grateful for the job. Don't get me wrong. It's getting me by. It's getting me what I need to do to pursue what I really need to do. So I'm definitely not ungrateful for that, but it's just like... No, I'm not going to go home and study.
Fuck
this.
That.
Sorry.
I feel 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think, like, yes, it is good to be calm, but I don't think you have to be nice all the time. And that's
all the time,
big
yeah.
lesson I learned in 2020. Sometimes you need to just be brute and honest and like, hey, I understand that's how you feel, but like, I'm not living your life. This is my life and I got to do what I got to do. And if it's not hurting anybody too, like I feel like people get so worked up about something that you should be doing, but whatever you're doing previously is not hurting anyone. It's none of their business. Like, why are they telling you how to live your life?
Yeah.
That's insane to me. I don't know. That was a big 2024 lesson. Like, people.
Yeah, that's how it be. You know, yeah. All you can do is just learn from the situation. Just hope for the best moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I think we're going to reach the end of this podcast. We went on for a while. It doesn't even feel like we've been talking for this long.
I know. It feels like such a stubborn note to leave things on. Like, oh, I'm not going to do shit. You tell me.
All right. Okay. In that case, do you want to give the listeners a positive message, a piece of advice?
Piece of advice. 5 minutes a day. Do what you're meant to do. 5 minutes a day is all it takes.
It's not too much.
And once you get 5 minutes done, if you want to do more, let it
fucking
happen.
Do it,
bro. Do it, man. Yeah, that's...
That's very good advice, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so something you actually want to do that day or whatever, or in general.
And your motivation is just like, no, you're staying in bed. Just get up.
Five fucking minutes.
You don't
even
have to get up. You know, if you are, like, in the creative network and you want to be on your phone, at least network a little bit.
You can be creative on your phone also. You can create. You can sing to your phone. Or you can get a fucking garage band or some shit. Or draw on there. Mm-hmm. Write something.
Yeah. And it's not impossible. Like, if you are in a dragging life, it's not impossible. You can switch things up. And I know people say that all the fucking time. There's books out there.
Yeah, there's free resources also. There's YouTube, podcasts. You know what I do? Whenever I'm going through some shit and I feel like I need help, you know, I need help. Instead of typing out a question or like a phrase into Google, I'll type it into Spotify. And then it'll give me a list of podcast episodes to talk about that.
Oh, no way.
And sometimes they're like by doctors or like professionals. And
I didn't know that was
It's a really cool thing. Don't make excuses. Instead of making excuses, figure out how to be resourceful with what you already have. Because that's a really good skill to have. Just look around you or look within yourself and ask yourself, what do I already have? You don't have to do it well. You don't have to have the best stuff ever. But if you have something that can... move that goal forward at least for 5 minutes a day, fucking do it, dude.
Yeah,
you know, even if you don't have anything, even if you're homeless, you don't have any property, you still have your fucking mind. It's a pretty good note to end on.
Okay.
I would say,
yeah. Okay,
but yeah, thank you again for being on a podcast. I really appreciate that. I'm pretty sure the listeners and viewers appreciate that as well. Everyone watching, again, thank you so much for sticking with us. Hope you have a good day, have a good night, have a good life. Peace. My name is Fred Smith. 21 at the back. Nose really the fool.